Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome. Thank you once again for calling and joining in on the Crown Talk and Drums Radio with the Holy Spirit and me. That's all that's here right now. Thank you for putting this early morning time into your schedule. It's the third Sunday of September. Time is moving right along. And you know who we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. The anointed one. Yes, I just thank God for Jesus. And I thank him for this time. Hallelujah. I thank him. Hallelujah. For such a time as this ministry. My name is Sarepta Cunningham, evangelist, teacher of God's word. I love his word. I love teaching it. I love living it. Hallelujah. As he's continuously teaching me to live it day by day. Hallelujah. And if ever there was a time for godly encouragement through the word of the living God, and if ever there was a time for fervent prayer in this world today, that time is now. Hallelujah. So I hope you have come with your spiritual ears open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to you and me today. Hallelujah. Shalom. Peace. I speak it ahead of time. Hallelujah. Let us go into prayer, just thanking the Lord this morning for another opportunity. Father, we just bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise because it all belongs to you. We don't want to take your glory, but we thank God that you allow us to display your glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we don't take that for granted. We just give you praise and glory for what you're doing in each and every one of us, even right now, God. We just thank you for continuing to create in us clean hearts and continuing to renew a right spirit in us. We thank you for your forgiveness today, oh, God. Continue to forgive us, oh, God, of anything that we may have said, done, or, hallelujah, acted out of character that did not represent you well, God. And we just thank you for that. Hallelujah. Now at this time, Holy Spirit, we thank you for being in our midst. We thank you for taking over, hallelujah, and having your way and displaying yourself, hallelujah, to us, your people. We just give you praise for this opportunity, Father God. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray, we thank you, and we love you. Hallelujah. Once again, welcome. I just thank God this morning. Hallelujah. He's going to allow us to talk about nourishment. Nourishment. We need nourishment. When you think about nourishment in these natural bodies, we need nourishment in these natural bodies to sustain, to walk, like to live. Hallelujah. To function. Amen. To even think straight. We need nourishment in these bodies. Hallelujah. So if we need nourishment in these bodies, my God, can you imagine what we need in the spirit realm? What we need from our Heavenly Father. And I just thank God this morning. I'm just going to share a little bit before we go into, I went to a play. One of my granddaughters does theatrical acting, and she is very anointed. She is so good. I just love to see her in character, and she's just so genuine, and I just thank God. I know her parents, Randolph and Octavia, are godly proud of her, and I'm even the more godly proud of her. But the play was entitled Jesus the Teacher. And it was just so amazing how the writer and the writers, they're both writers and directors, put these plays together, and the word of God that just comes forth and alive, and it just takes you to those scriptures that you heard about, may possibly, you know, or some of the stories you may not have heard about, but it just takes you there, and that's what God wants us to do when we get into the word. kind of put ourselves in those places. Amen. But I just thank God how they brought the word alive on the stage. And this has not been my first time going. I just love seeing the word of God in action and in display. They were talking about, you know, the presentation. First of all, Jesus came on the scene. Oh, gosh. And the people were excited. And of course, you're going to have the negativity. The ones that's negative, when Jesus came on the scene, some were so excited. They heard he was coming, and they were ready to hear his teachings. And then there were some that had to, they don't want to hear. They just wanted to do whatever they was doing and keep on going about their own business. We have that today. Nobody want to hear about Jesus. I want to hear about no Jesus. But hallelujah, I just thank God. Jesus and what he done for this world. Hallelujah. He came. He died for this entire world. Even with all the negativity that we see, Jesus died for this world. He gave up his life. Amen. They talked about feeding of the 5,000, and that was just so amazing how they displayed that. Oh, my God. They came forth after they talked about the little boy where he had the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and the miracle that was created. And then all the cast members began to serve all of us in the audience. And guess what we had? Fish, yeast bread, some potatoes. It was so good. I just thank God. They even threw a little chicken leg in there. But I just thank God, just the analogy. It just was so amazing to see those writers and directors, the two ladies, how God has anointed them for such a time as this. And I think Friday the 16th might have been the 26th year anniversary for Hallelujah. Narrow Way. That's the name of the studio in Fort Mill, Narrow Way Productions. And they are just it's just amazing what you see them doing and how they're reaching out and just being that example for Jesus Christ. I just thank God for it. There were so many parables that was given, and then when it ended, it went from the two sons, the parable of the pearl, the prodigal son. Oh man, that was so many different acts there. It was just amazing. I'm just sitting there in awe of God and the talent that he has given to his people, the young people, the little young children that were playing their little roles. And it was just amazing. And of course, I kept my eyes on Rhema, my granddaughter, because you know when they in your family, you kind of keep your eyes on them a lot too. Just seeing her just perform just did my heart so good. My mind even went back to when she was born, and I remember being in the delivery room when she was born, and she didn't weigh but about 4 pounds and a few ounces, and now she's getting ready to turn 17. Time just goes by so fast. But I just thank God. And at the ending of the play, they sung this song that just resonated with me when I was driving on the way home. It kept coming on my mind. I love to tell the story, talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. I love to talk about Jesus. And I thank him this morning as he's given us that word, nourishment. Oh, my God. And where he took me to, he planted this in my mind even on my way home last night. I didn't know where he was going to take it, but I just thank God. He planted a very familiar passage of scripture, hallelujah, to the most of us, I'm sure. If you're listening in right now, or if you're going to be listening to the recording later on the broadcast, to God be the glory. If you're familiar with this passage of scripture talking about Jesus, the true vine. Oh, my God. And then I said, God, what is an acronym? What is getting an acronym? He immediately, the Holy Spirit immediately dropped, hallelujah, the acronym for the word vine, hallelujah. And he said, the vine, the true vine, Jesus himself, is the vital ingredient needed every day. The vine is a vital ingredient needed every day. We don't need him just when we need him. We need him every day. hallelujah, his example of how he lived. Amen. And that's what we're talking about, the example, because at this point in the scriptures, Jesus was preparing his disciples for his departure. Amen. He had already had the supper with them. He had already served, washed their feet, served communion. Oh, my God. And now he was at the point where he was, you know, he was comforting his disciples, telling them, in the 14th chapter, don't let your heart be troubled. He said, you know, I'm going to be here. I'm going to have to be here always. I'm going to be with you always. So I'm never going to leave you, and I'm never going to forsake you. And he was just comforting his disciples, hallelujah. And he's letting them know, hallelujah, that Jesus is the only way to the Father. Amen. And they even asked questions. They was even asking questions even in that 40 view. We're not going to go that back there. But the question, well, I do need to ask, because they was asking him, well, who is the Father? And Jesus was like, have you been with me all this time and you still don't know who the Father is? I'm displaying the Father. Oh, my God. And we have that today. That hasn't changed. People still trying to figure it out. You explain, you exemplifying and sharing, and some of them still have questions. But that's just the way it is. And we have to keep sounding the alarm. And I just thank God for giving us, each and every one of us, the opportunity, not an opportunity, but the opportunities over and over again, hallelujah, to display Jesus Christ and to share of his goodness. So now we're going to go ahead and get into the scripture reading. Hallelujah. Coming out of John 15. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read starting at the first verse, John 15 and 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Okay, well, if he's the true vine, that means he's the true, the vital ingredient needed every day. That's my addition to it. Hallelujah. He is the true vine. We need that vine every day. And his Father is the husbandman. Father God, hallelujah, comes in and helps to prune and to guard and to keep and to take away and all that good stuff. That's what a gardener does. That's what a vine dresser does. Hallelujah. A husbandman. Hallelujah. Keep watch over the vine to make sure what's not needed is taken away. And that's going to be stated in the second verse. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Amen. We just thank God. God makes that distinction between two kinds of pruning, separating, hallelujah, and cutting back. Some things have to be separated from us, and some things have to be taken away from us. Amen. Fruitful branches are cut back to promote growth. It made me even think about my plants and the plants in the house. When there's a rotten brown leaf or something turning yellow, I immediately cut it back. Or if it's weak enough, I can just pull it on off. But anything that's dead, hallelujah, that doesn't have the life in it, it needs to be taken away. Therefore, it can produce more fruit, more branches, more green, hallelujah, on that plant. Amen. The same thing. Hallelujah. God sometimes has to discipline us to strengthen our character. Hallelujah. And our faith. Hallelujah. So those branches don't bear fruit or cut off. Amen. The trunk. Amen. Our body. Hallelujah. We need, hallelujah, that vital necessity. We need the nourishment of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, that vine. I'm thinking about that ingredient. When you think about ingredients, my mind even goes to making a cake. Just think about what you need. I'm not a baker, but I know some of the things that's needed in making a cake. You need the flour, you need the eggs, you need the milk, you need the sugar, hallelujah, and other ingredients I'm sure are in it. But if something is missing, if you don't put the eggs in it, it's not going to come together right. So when you go to bake it, what's going to happen? It's going to probably be flat. It's not going to turn out right. I don't know all the details in baking a cake, but every ingredient is needed for it to turn out right and for it to taste good. hallelujah, for it to have some flavor, amen. So we need this ingredient in order for us to come forth, to bring forth that fruit that God, hallelujah, desires that we bring forth, hallelujah. He wants to clean us up. He wants us to come forth as pure gold. To God be the glory. And I thank him for that this morning. I thank him. He loves us so much, hallelujah. He sent Jesus to teach us, yes, hallelujah, over and over. And we're still learning every day from this word, hallelujah. And that's what it's all about. We're moving closer to Jesus, hallelujah, to God every day by the help of the Holy Spirit. And I thank him, hallelujah. God had an order and he set things in place. When Jesus finished his teaching, he sent us back the Comforter, hallelujah. And he helps us stay connected to the vine, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you. Third verse, now you are spoken unto you. Jesus just spoke to them about the true vine. He told them that's the way you're clean, by staying connected to the vine. Hallelujah. That's going to clean you up. That's going to clean that dead stuff off of you when you stay connected to the vine. Hallelujah. The vital ingredient needed every day. Hallelujah. I thank God for the vine. Oh, yes, the true vine. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. And what does abide mean? I kind of looked that up too. Abide, that Greek word is simorphonomai. Oh my gracious, however you say that. Simorphonomai. Greek, hallelujah. The word for that means, abide means to conform, to comply. Amen. To abide, to conform to. Amen. That's what we have to. We have to conform to Jesus and what he says. Hallelujah. In this word. Hallelujah. Over and over again. It's a process. And we thank God for the process. At least I know I do. I thank him for the process because I know I haven't arrived. And guess what? You haven't either. If you think you have, you haven't arrived. You still got God still working on you, because I know he's still working on me. Hallelujah. And he's no respected person. Hallelujah. And I just thank him, hallelujah, for still working on me. Work on me, Father. Hallelujah. I desire you to work on me and clean me up even the more. I just thank God for that. Oh, yes, Lord, our true vine. So if we're the branches and we're abiding in him, we're conforming. Hallelujah. We're complying. We're staying. We're residing. Hallelujah. We're living. All those words relate together when it comes to abiding in Jesus. And that's not something that comes automatically to any believer. It's a lifestyle that involves discipline and effort. Discipline and effort. Some of us don't like discipline. Paul talks about that flesh, beating that flesh daily. Hallelujah. So to come forth, to come subject, hallelujah, to the things of God. He said, I buffet my body daily. This is a daily thing we have to do. Buffet our body to bring it into subjection to the obedience of Christ and what his word says. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And the only way we're going to do that, spending time in his presence. 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. My God, living in Christ, it means that we have to believe in his son, Jesus. We have to believe in God's son. We know who that is, Jesus. We have to receive him as our Savior and our Lord. Amen. And we have to do what God says. Then we have to continue in the faith. Hallelujah. That's what God is calling us to do. Amen. And as we do that, we're relating to where we want to relate and be in fellowship with other believers. Amen. We want to have conversations. Hallelujah. We want to gather together. The scripture also tells us, forsake not the gathering of yourselves together. God wants us to come together, people of God. Yes, to encourage one another, to help equip one another. Hallelujah. That's what he has me on here doing, helping to equip the saints. I thank God for it. Amen. And in that, I'm helping to equip even myself. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit downloads freshness as we go. And I thank him for that. Amen. 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So staying connected to the vine is not only taking stuff off of us, but listen, it's an answer to prayer. Listen right here. If you abide in me, if we stay connected to that vital ingredient needed every day, God will hear our prayers. Did you see that? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That's prayer. God, thank you. You hear our prayers. When we abide in you, we will know how to pray. You teach us what to ask for when we're abiding and staying connected to you, when we're conforming and complying and residing and living in you, in your word and what your word says. And as we just stated, that takes discipline. That takes effort. God's not going to bang us on the head with a hammer to force us to do anything. He loves us. He's a loving God. He gives us the opportunity to make the choice. That's what I love about him. I love him so much. He's a merciful, loving, and gracious God. I thank him for his grace. Even today, on today, he's given us new mercy, new graces today, for today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. One day at a time, that's all we get, to abide. Hallelujah. In the name. 8, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. See, he wants us to bear much fruit, hallelujah, that he will be glorified, hallelujah. He gets the glory, but he wants the much fruit, amen. Are you ready to bring forth the much fruit, even the more? You know, you got a lot of people trying to do good, trying to be honest and do the right thing. They're trying to be morally good, so to speak. But Jesus says only to live a truly good life is to stay close to him. That's the only way we're going to live a true good. We got to stay close to him. I remember a song I used to sing years ago when I was a little young teenager on the choir, close to thee. Lord, I want to be close to thee. While I'm on this tedious journey, Lord, let me draw close to thee. My God. That's staying connected and abiding. That song just dropped in my mind. Hallelujah. Close to thee, Lord. I want to be close to thee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So like a branch attached to the vine, that's how close God wants us to stay to him. Apart from him, our efforts are unfruitful. They're not going to bring forth no fruit. They're not. So we trying to do it ourselves and on our own. We need him every step of the way. That nourishment that Christ offers, that's what we need. That life that Christ offers, that's what we need. That abundant life. He came that we would have life and have it more abundantly. In the realm of the spirit that trickles off to the natural thing that we need, he knows what we need on this earth to be sustained. And he promised to give us everything that pertains to life, this life, and to godliness, spiritual wise. I just thank God. He's already made the way for us. But we have to get in here to understand it and know what it is. My God. Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. When a harvester goes out to collect. Amen. And that was part of the theme in the play last night. The son that was going out to get the harvest. And he was so focused on getting the harvest. And I think pleasing his father. Amen. He really didn't like his other brother, the prodigal, the one that ended up leaving and wasted his money. Hallelujah. But in the end, he loved the brother. That's what it's all about. Might be some differences along the way somewhere, but in the end, we got to love. Amen. And that's what I believe coming up next. 9. As the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. Continue in my love. Amen. There's another attribute. There's some more fruit coming there. Amen. God is not just taking off the bad, but he wants to fill up with the good, which is really already on the inside of us because we have the love of God. God is love. Amen. God already at work on the inside of us. But that's the fruit he wants to come forth out of us. I remember talking a month or so ago, talking about let the love ooze. Might have been on one of the prayer call I'm on. Let the love of God ooze out of you. Amen. I don't remember when that was stated, but I want the love to ooze forth. I want people to see the love. Not it's me, but it's the love of God. It's us, you, me, hallelujah. Letting God's love, hallelujah, come forth. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. If you're keeping my commandments, that's what, that word of commandments again, we get another opportunity to do. We get the opportunity to do what thus saith the Lord. It's an opportunity to make the choice to do and follow the instructions. Amen. Amen. You shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. That's the example. As Jesus is doing it, we ought to do it. He followed the step to the end of when he walked this earth. And his ministry was displayed. He did what thus he did the will of the Father. And his example is showing us, do the will of the Father. Paul, he had made a comment, follow me as I follow Christ. He said, don't follow me when you see me if I mess up. But as you see me following Christ and doing the right thing, that's why we got to know what this book says. We got to study to show ourselves approved unto God. Yes. Unto God, not to man, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, that we can rightly divide the word of truth. That's what we're talking about today, Jesus, the truth. Ha! Yes, our nourishment, that's what he is. I know he's mine. He's that vital ingredient that I need every day. Yes, he's the vine, the true vine, and I thank God for him, for sending him. Hallelujah. And me making the choice. And I believe you made the choice to accept him, to follow him, to pattern after him. I don't want to be like Mike. I want to be like Jesus. Ha! Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. 11. These things that I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. There it is. Joy. God wants us to have that joy. Hallelujah. That's already on the inside of us. Hallelujah. True joy comes when circumstances come. Sometimes they'll knock the cell out of you for a moment. But then that joy will regurgitate. Hallelujah. And come forth because you've been abiding in the vine. Hallelujah. So that joy is there. It comes forth. It comes forth. Hallelujah. We have it from a consistent relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. That joy. He is joy. Amen. And when we are intertwined or intermingle our lives with him, he'll walk us through every situation, every adversity, every the demonic thing that we see. Hallelujah. Every demonic activity that may be trying to take place, not in just our life, but in our family members' lives. He gives us that joy, hallelujah, in the midst of it, hallelujah, to pray, hallelujah, and to believe him to move That joy of living with Jesus every day keeps us with a level head. I know it keeps me with a level head. I say I have a level head because the joy of the Lord, that's my strength. Is it yours? If it's not today, learn to allow the joy of the Lord. The only way you're going to know his joy is see how much he loves you. See what he did for you. And then you will come into the knowledge of discovering and understanding that joy, that unspeakable and full of glory, that joy that he gave us, that he gives. Can't nobody take it away because he gave it. He gave it. And I just thank God for that joy, staying connected to the vine. Amen. 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. So we got to pray. We got to have joy. We got to love. We have to. We got to. Love, because that love is on the inside of us. God is love. We said that, can't reiterate that enough. God is love. And because he loved us, he sent us Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus he loved us so much, he laid his life down to the will of the Father to die for the whole world. Just think about that. When you just really think about that, that's love. Unconditional. And that's what God wants us to do. Have love, mercy for others. And one another in situations and circumstances. God gave us mercy. Amen. Even one of the parables that came out in the play where the king had forgiven the one with so many talents and the one with much, much more talent. You probably heard the story. Amen. And then the one that he had forgiven the much, he went back still trying to collect more from the other one. And he had him gone into jail. But we have to extend mercy. Think about that. God extends his mercy every day. Every day. His mercies are new today. Who are you going to show some mercy today? God gives us the grace to show mercy because he's given it to us over and over again. When we failed him, when we've messed up, God's mercy and his grace was extended his hand to us because of his love. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus laid his life down for us. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. I can't even fathom just thinking. Jesus died for us. We may not have to die for someone else. But there are other ways we can demonstrate that sacrificial love. We can listen to people. We can help people. We can encourage people. We can give. So many different facets. Amen. But Jesus gave his life. He was in the heavenly of the heavenly. But came down here in human form, God in the flesh, to show us the pathway. Jesus, yes, the teacher, our nourishment, that's who he is, the vine, that true vine. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. There's that word again. Do whatever I say. Do whatever I ask you to do. And it's an act of your own will. It's a decision of your own will. My. Lord, thank you. Thank you for giving us an opportunity even today. Hallelujah. To be your friend. Because we're keeping your commandments. You call us friends. Thank you, Jesus. Henceforth, I call you not servants. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father, there's prayer to you, in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you again, that you love one another. That's so important. Jesus is our nourishment. Hallelujah. He's already given us what we need. Amen. He's already, my mind even went to, as I was talking earlier, I just didn't break through and go there. But I'm going to go there right now. Galatians. My, just came to mind as the talking was going forth and as the Holy Spirit was giving us the word to courage. Amen. Us. He's encouraging me even now. And I thank him. I thank him for the encouragement. Nobody like Jesus. Nobody like Jesus. Hallelujah. Here we go. We're talking about fruit again. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. You can't be charged for that. We can't be charged for doing what's already on the inside of us. That's the fruit of the Spirit. All those different attributes, they come from the fruit of the Spirit. There are 9 of them. And we talked about some of them right here. That's what Jesus wants us to bear, this kind of fruit in our lives. And any area in our lives that's not bearing love, joy, peace, he's going to work on it. He's going to fine tune it. He's going to allow situations and circumstances to come. Because it's for our good. He said all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who's been called according to his purpose. I believe we have on here those who may be listening in on the recorded, hallelujah, broadcast, amen, that love the Lord and you have been called according to his purpose, not your own purpose. We didn't come here to serve ourselves. We came here. He put us here for such a time as this to serve others. Amen. That's the mission, to do the will of the Father. Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ's example and the Holy Spirit's help. Isn't it powerful how God set it up? We have to first accept, believe that God is and that Jesus is the Son that God sent. And then Jesus came to show us the way. And then he sent us back that comforter. So we're never alone. There's no excuse. We have the helper on the inside of us. We have no excuse. Amen. I just thank God. And then my little granddaughter that was sitting next to me at the play last night, Talisa, she kept asking questions when this was going on. Well, what does that mean? And what is that for? Why did they do that? She was just asking questions. I would see her reach over and ask her. And when she would get it, she would look over at me and smile and shake her head. Yeah. I said, look, you got the baby. Even the little baby can understand and get an understanding. The gospel is a simple gospel that we make so confusing. There's nothing confusing about the word. The Holy Spirit teaches us this word. Yes. Jesus, the teacher, he came to be the example to teach the word, and we still glean from his teaching. That's the vital necessity we have to connect to, hallelujah, for the nourishment we need to walk on this journey, hallelujah, to draw closer to God, so we will hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I don't want to hear living down here, showing and sharing the love of God and sharing the gospel, teaching the word, and preaching the word, and hallelujah, encouraging others, and helping others, and giving to others. I don't want all that to be in vain. And I get in his presence, and I hear, depart from me. No, Lord, I don't want to hear that. I want my heart to be pure and clean before him. And want to be real. That's one thing about me. I believe in being real and keeping it real. Ain't nothing fake and phony about me. And when you see or discern a fake and phony, you don't want to deal with that. That's just fake and phony. God gives us discernment. Well, we can discern. That's why he said, know the spirit. Try the spirit by the spirit. You got to know what spirits you're around, what you're dealing with. But guess what that takes? This nourishment we need. That vital ingredient that we need every day. Staying connected to the true vital ingredient needed every day. The vine. Jesus. Hallelujah. The word of the living God is our source. Hallelujah. It's our life source. We have to continue in the middle. On our own part. That's what it takes. We have to choose to give ourselves to union with our Heavenly Father. Union with him through the word of the living God. Hallelujah. Union with him and in the fellowship with the other saints where we get encouragement. Hallelujah. You hear about so many people out here. I'm hearing a lot lately. It's been church hurt. That's no excuse. We got to keep our eyes on Jesus, even in the midst of that. He's the source. He's the vine. Hallelujah. Not that man, not that woman. They're still human. We're still human. We can mess up and we can make a mistake. We can say something wrong. That's why I'm like, Lord, you know, teachers are going to be much more judged of teaching the word, especially if we're teaching incorrectly. Lord, help me. I don't want to give it incorrectly. That's why I need the Holy Spirit. I need the vine every day. I need him. I got to have him every day. Don't you? I desire him every day. I give him first place in where my attention is concerned. He gets first place. When I wake up and hit the floor, I'm talking about him. Even before I get up, sometimes I'm just laying there. He's like the first thing on my mind. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up. I'm in my right mind today. I pray that so much openly, but I pray it privately too because I'm grateful. God, you're so good. We got to move. We've got to move closer to you every day. Every day. If we want to grow spiritually, if we want to walk in power, and have that fellowship we need with the Lord. We got to spend that time it takes to know him. To know him. Not just hear somebody tell the story like the play was presented yesterday. Not just see it presented. Hallelujah. And know about him and what he did. We have to know him on a personal level. That's what it takes. That's what it takes. Hallelujah. To be in that vine, to remain in that vine, to conform, to comply, to stay, to reside, to live. Those are words I have wrote down. That's why I keep saying them. When we're abiding, that's what we're doing. We're living that truth. We're conforming to that truth. We're complying, yes, the commandments. We're complying. Yes, Lord, you said it. I believe that settles it. Hallelujah. We're staying there. In the midst of what's going on around us, in our family, in our life, on the job, whatever, in our business, hallelujah, entrepreneurship, whatever's going on, we're staying connected. We're residing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're residing there. We got to live there. Hallelujah. That's our place of comfort. That's my place of comfort. That's all I know. That's what I want to know. Hallelujah. We can't just do it for a little bit and forget about it. We got to continue in it every day. Because the day you stop moving closer to Jesus, you're going to start drifting away. I don't want to be like a ship without a sail. I need a sail. I need a guide. And who is that guide? The vine. Through the person of the Holy Spirit. He helped us get connected. And I thank God for that. Amen. Because, see, we're surrounded by so much in this world, so much ungodliness. You look it up. I mean, you see so much is offered to us on so many different platforms through social media and everything, the eye gate, ear gate, on TV, on regular television. You just see so much. And then when you go out, you just see so much ungodliness. You can't help it. I just pray most of the time and say something when the Lord has me to say something. I was in Walmart one other day. I think it was maybe Thursday or Friday. Friday evening when I got off of work. I was looking for a particular item, and they were out of it. So I just went in to pick that one thing up. And I heard this lady just saying, shut up, hollering, shut up. She was talking to her children. And that's how she didn't care who heard her. She was hollering out, shut up. And I just walked over to where she was. She mustered a smile. And that little child that was making asking for something, she kept telling her, shut up. She had about four children. I just prayed for her. I said, Lord, help her to have patience with those babies. Those babies, and she don't even realize it. She didn't even realize it. She was just hollering at her. And I'm sure she wasn't in the public. My mind just went. She probably put a few cuss words in there when she's talking to them. I was like, touch those baby minds. Help them to grow up in the fear. I just begin to pray for those children and the mother that God would tug her heart to him. Those are things. We have to be so in tune with the Father that we get involved without really showing that we're getting involved. I got involved with that. She didn't even know it. She didn't have to. I didn't need to know her. But I thank God for just leading me right over there in that aisle. And I pray. We don't have to pray out loud. I just thank God. He gives us every opportunity. Every day there's an opportunity to show forth his glory. Every day. Are we going to seize those opportunities? Amen. As we're moving closer to him every day. He's our nourishment. If I didn't have that nourishment of him in me, I wouldn't have done that. I'd have kept on going about my business. But it's not about me. It's about the will of the Father and what he would have for today. All we get is one day at a time. And I just thank him for it. Amen. Our body's totally natural, but everything's natural about what we see and hear. But God is moving behind the scene in the supernatural. And he comes to put his super anointing on our natural bodies. Amen. And I thank him for that. I thank him for being connected to the vine today. Amen. We have to purposely make it a decision for daily prayer and time in the word. We have to purpose even mind our bodies, do what we need to do for our bodies. If not, the presence around us is going to take us into the things of the world. I don't want to go there. I want to stay in the realm of the presence of the Lord. Amen. Holy, but yet still in tune with what's going on. Living a holy life, but still yet in tune. Got flaws, yes, but still I'm living a holy life. God's working on the flaws. All of us got them. None of us perfect. Jesus was the only perfect one. No sin, no mess up. But we mess up because we're still in this human flesh. We're not fully. See, Jesus was fully man and fully God. We're not. Not yet. But we're working to get there. And I just thank God for that. Amen. We must continue to make a decision to give ourselves to the things of God. Surround yourself with his word. Listen to it. Whatever you got to do, even when I'm working from home sometimes, I got a TV in this prayer, my prayer room / office now. I have it on preaching sometimes. I have it on worship music sometimes. I'm listening to the word while I'm working because my job has been a little frustrating lately. But God is bringing that peace to supersede the frustration with the demands they're giving us. God, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit, he helps us through it all. And I thank him. We got to continue to focus our attention on the Lord. That's where it has to be. When you're getting dressed during the day, You make sure you're putting on them natural clothes, but make sure you got some armor on. Amen. Coming out of you know, the armor of the Lord that we got to hold out with. Put on that full armor. Don't go out without your spiritual gear on. Amen. I thank God for the spiritual gear. It's our weapon. The word of God. We have to clothe ourselves in it. Amen. And I thank God for it. Amen. While we're driving to work or driving in the car, we're listening to some preaching and music or anything. Let's stay in tune with God. Amen. That's what it's all about. Amen. Thank God this morning for what he gave us today. Just listen to the word of God anytime, anywhere. Hallelujah. Just stay connected to the vine. Amen. To God the glory. Thank God this morning, hallelujah, for the nourishment of knowing him. For the nourishment, hallelujah, he gives us daily because we need it every day. That's the only way we're going to make it. That's the only way we're going to make it, people of God. I'm unmuting the line, hallelujah, right now. If anyone has a comment pertaining to the message or a question or a prayer request, amen. The lines are open. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Holy Spirit. Bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to thank God for you and thank God for the word and for the reminder. He reminds us that it starts from within. And I remember as you were speaking, I remember there was a song, Looking for a Long Love in All Wrong Places. And that came to me. And it reminded me that it starts within your heart. What is in your heart? And you talk about the love of God, and there's a distinct difference between God's love and man's love. And so many times we get ourselves caught up in the world, and we think that that's what it is, and we become disappointed. So thank you. Thank you. And this falls in line with part of my reflection early this morning in terms of what is in your heart going to determine what you do or what you do. And thank you again.
Amen. To God be the glory. God bless you. Thank you. Thank
yes.
You. Amen. Thank you, Father. All right. No other comments or prayer requests? We are going to close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time that you allowed us to come together once again to talk about you, the true God. Oh, God, help us to stay connected to you each and every day. Help us to make the choice, and we thank you for that. We just give you praise and glory for what you're doing in our individual lives, what you're doing in our lives as a collective body of believers. God, we just thank you. We don't take it for granted. We don't take it lightly. Hallelujah. For every opportunity that you've given us to seize the moment to bring glory and honor unto your name. Now, as we go about the rest of this day and starting of a new week, God, we thank you that you're going forth before us. You're preparing the way. You're making every crooked path straight. You're smoothing out all the rough angles. It is. God, we thank you. Our angelic hosts on assignment on our behalf, even now. And we thank you for that. Father God, we thank you for the travels of mercy that you're going to give us today. And we just thank you for keeping us because we desire to be kept. We love you. We appreciate you. And we give you honor, glory, and thanks. Hallelujah. May the blessing of the Lord continue, hallelujah, to overshadow you. Hallelujah. May it make you rich. May God cause his face to shine upon you. Yes. And give you his shalom peace. Hallelujah. Go in his peace, his love, and his joy.
Shalom.
Shalom.